Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to another podcast. My name is Lucy, and I'm your host today, or your friend today, or that voice in your mind today. Welcome. You guys are honestly the best community ever. You give the best support. You always send me most wonderful messages. You're always sharing, and I'm just like, oh, I'm so grateful. If you haven't yet, please do take the time to leave a review. Click those stars. Just leave a comment, even if it's a thank you, or I've learned, or do better, or something. Whatever it is, it will greatly help this podcast, okay? So anyways, today's podcast is going to be slightly a little bit different because I am going to just be talking about favorite quotes that I like about love, loving you, in relationships, and anything around us. They are so beautiful that I thought to myself, I'm going to just make a whole podcast talking about lovely quotes that I love that are there to do with relationships. Okay, let's get started. The first quote that I really loved says, in every relationship, there is going to be arguments, fights, smiles, tears, and ups and downs. Things said out of anger, mad exes, attitudes, and jealousy. But at the end of the day, if you truly love that person, you'll stick around through the good and bad. Well, yeah, I totally agree. But we don't stick around for, you know, when we know that the bad is really affecting us that much, okay? Anyways, let's get on to the next quote. The next quote says, when we love, we always strive to become better than we are. When we strive to become better than we are, everything around us becomes better too. This is so beautiful. And it tells you that when you love someone, you know, you have to love in a way that you are also going to be better. That is why I say that any person around you, any environment around you, anything around you should help you grow, should encourage you to become a better person than you were yesterday. You know, being stuck is not good. So I really agree with this quote. And it's by a guy called Paulo. I'm not sure if it's a guy or a lady, but it's Paulo Coelho. I may be butchering it, but hey, you know. Now, when we go on and we move on to another quote that I really, really loved, this quote says, love yourself and others will follow. With love comes respect. And once you respect yourself, you'll find that you will not tolerate disrespect from others. You will expect and receive nothing but the treatment that you do deserve. Love yourself. And your environment will change. Relationships will be built and strengthened. I cannot add or disagree on this one because this lovely quote is so beautiful. I've always talked about loving yourself and self-love. That podcast is there. Already just go and check on my podcast, all of them. You'll find podcasts that I did about self-love and loving yourself. It's so important. When you love yourself, you're very capable of loving other people. You're capable of knowing how to love people in the right way that they should be loved. When you neglect yourself, you sometimes do not know how to love other people. You become dependent on other people, and your happiness is dependent on other people. That is why relationships end up breaking, because sometimes we are so dependent on the individual that we are with. Like, for example, if I'm with someone, I want them to go out there and do what they have to do and do whatever they are striving to do. And be the better version of who they want to be, you know, and not thinking that my happiness relies on them or their happiness relies on me, the other way around. So it's just so important that we go and we strive to love ourselves and others will follow. When people see the beauty that you have in yourself, they'll follow. Sometimes people see me doing my wellness and they see me doing all these kind of things when it comes to wellness. And they're like, oh my God, I'm going to do this too. I'm going to try and do this. Okay. A quick one, guys. Many of you know that I'm all about health and taking care of your body. But there is something I have always struggled with, and it's being able to focus fully. I have tried so many energy drinks, but they make me feel jittery. And as a creator, my focus is so important. So I found this shot by Magic Minds that has improved my mornings. You know, I love a good morning boost. Has improved my mental energy and I feel less stressed. It has made me feel more focused and more creative. That's the aim. I love it because it has got matcha, which helps with the slow release of caffeine, packed with adaptogens and neuropics, which provide incredible focus without the stress spike you get from caffeinated drinks, all the good stuff in one bottle. And guess what? I have got a limited discount code, which is AKAO20, ACAO 20, which gives you 56% off your first subscription and 20% off for the one-time purchase if you just want to try it without the commitment. I'm going to leave it down in the description as you listen to this podcast. Check it out. Check out Magic Minds. Get yourself that drink and trust me, your focus is going to improve. You're going to feel like me, full of energy and feeling more focused. All right. So the next quote says, not everything is supposed to become something beautiful and long-lasting. Sometimes people come into your life to show you what is right and what is wrong, to show you who you can be, to teach you to love yourself, to make you feel better for a little while, or just to be someone to walk with at night and spill your life to. Not everyone is going to stay forever, and we still have to keep on going and thank them for what they have given us. This is one of the things I live by in life. I live by this in friendships. I live by this in life with everything that I do. I say everything in life is a lesson. Things come in your life for a season, for a moment. Some things are not meant to stay. Some people are going to take you to a journey and leave you halfway through the journey. But through that journey, you're going to meet other people who are going to uplift you up. Sometimes as you're climbing up the mountain, the boots could become so heavy for the people who are climbing with you. You know, the mud could be too much, you know, the pain, the sweat, you know, the aches could be too much that they say, you know what, my journey has ended now. I'm going to let you carry on. But that doesn't mean that your journey is destroyed or something bad has happened. It means that along the way, as you're climbing up the mountain, there are other people climbing to the mountain that you want to get to. You need to remember, no accomplishment, no ambition, no nothing in life is new, you know? So as you're climbing up to that mountain, you are going to meet people throughout that mountain that are going to help you go there. Even if it's relationships, if one person lives your life, it doesn't mean that you will not find the right person, the right partner, someone that is going to be with you, someone that will take you to the very finished end, you know? Sometimes you help that guy in everything, and then he goes ahead and he leaves you. That's it. That's the chapter at which you end. But that doesn't mean that that's the end of the book or the story, okay? Anyway, let's get into the next quote. The other one says, never control him. Let him do what he wants so you can see what he would rather do. His actions will show you how much he respects you. I always say this, let them go. I think two episodes away from this one, I was talking about let him go, let him be. His actions will show you if he truly wants you, if he truly wants to be with you and he wants to pursue this. Do not force anyone, do not push him, okay? Yeah? The next quote says, communicate even when it's uncomfortable or uneasy. One of the best ways to heal is simply getting everything out. Okay? Self-explanatory, very straightforward. The next quote says, every relationship will get boring after you have been together for years. Love isn't a feeling. It's a commitment to love every day, physically and emotionally. It's difficult. It's not always laughs, smiles, and fun. People tend to quit when it stops being fun and they go look for someone else because the spark is gone. No. That's not how it works. You want somebody to never give up on you and love you unconditionally, then do the same. Be the change. This isn't Hollywood. This isn't the movies. That shit isn't real. Love someone when you don't want to, when they aren't the easiest to deal with, when they are hard to love. That's the realest shit there is. Unknown author. Do not know who wrote this, but you're the realest person for writing this lovely quote because this is literally everything. Everything said. Everything. If you can just go and rewind and listen to what I just said, you would understand why I'm saying this quote is one of the best. It's so true. When you're loving someone, you want them to love you unconditionally through the bad, through the good. Why not do the same for them? It works both ways. Okay? Let's get into the next quote. The next one says, become the person you would ideally fall in love with. Let cars merge into your lane when driving. Pay double for parking tickets and leave a second in the machine. Stick your tongue out at babies. Compliment people on their cute clothes. Challenge yourself to not ridicule anyone for a whole day, then two, then a week. Walk with a straight posture. Look people in the eyes. Ask people about their story. Talk to acquaintances so they become friends. This is just telling you, live free. Be a free person. Be a free spirit. Straight on. And then we're moving on to the very last quote. And this quote says, the saddest end to a relationship is one where you have to break up with somebody when you're still in love with them. It sounds bizarre, but it happens because the truth is, as powerful, as thrilling as it may be, being in love doesn't always mean you're happy. You can continue to love someone even after they have hurt you, but you know deep inside that it won't ever be the same again. This is just so... I'm ending the podcast and I'm just like, this is so beautiful. Imagine breaking up with someone that you still love, breaking up with someone that you still have a feeling for, but you know that the best decision you can ever do is by letting them go and setting yourself free and setting them free. So beautiful. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for getting to the end of this podcast and listening to it. I just want to share some beautiful quotes. I honestly want to hear what you think about this. If I can carry on making this, and you know, it will let me know, because when you guys leave a comment and tell me something, it pushes me to carry on doing what you love. But if I don't hear from you, then it's hard for me to know what podcast you enjoyed very much. And please let me know if you've enjoyed this. But apart from that, thank you so much for listening. Do not forget to check out Magic Minds, you know, to have, you know, their shots and their small drinks that they've got. They're so good. I have them, I drink them, and I'm just like, I absolutely love this. Like, my energy boost has really gone up. The amount of matcha in there, the amount of, you know, ingredients in there are so good for your body. It's just like a small shot, but it gives you a shot of, like, a boost of a whole day. Okay, so go and check them out. The discount code is down below. I, you know, would encourage you to go for the subscription mainly, because that is so much better than the one-time purchase. But if you want to try it out, please do go and try it out. The code is AKAO20. Cannot wait to hear what you think about it. And I cannot wait to hear from you as well. Till next time. Bye.